Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
It's 7 o'clock. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. You know what that means. It's time for Here and Now with Rachel C. I'm your host, Rachel C. Joining me in the studio tonight is the one and only Miles Magasife. Okay, we're going to kick things off tonight with a new single from Black Emoji. This is Alone on Here and Now with Rachel C. on Radio Free Brooklyn.
First word from you penetrated my emotions from the start. I'm thinking about the time we almost got kicked out the club for loving. Scent of you still in my clothing, yeah. Strands of your hair in my bed. I lay here laughing, holding tears back, wishing you were here. I'm alone to fall asleep tonight. Alone, my heart it bleeds tonight. Your mark on me. Want to grow old with you in my life. Connection is filled with passion. Natural chemistry is beyond control with us. Sometimes the distance killing me, but I breathe easily, 'cause I know I'll see you sooner than later. Thoughts and photos, they get me by, get me through the cold of the night. What a love to fall asleep tonight. What a love, my heart it bleeds tonight.
All right, you're listening to Here and Now with Rachel C. on Radio Free Brooklyn. This is the show that celebrates live performance culture and activism in the arts. And on that note, I tell you about things to go out and see and do because I want you to go out and see and do the thing. So I'm going to tell you about things to go out and see and do. It's the thing to do. By the way, my guest in the studio tonight is Miles Megasaith.
What's going on, good people?
What's going on? We're gonna get to talk soon. Okay, things to go out and do tonight. All right, lots of, there's always something to go out and see and do. All right, let's tell you about, okay, first this one. The Odd Rock Comedy Hour is back, folks. October 20th at QED, a place to show and tell in Queens, in Astoria. Our former guest, Rob Paravonian, is the man behind that endeavor. It's always a good time. That's where rock and roll and comedy meet. That's at QED. That's Saturday the 20th, 7:30 to 9 at QED in Astoria, a place to show and tell.
QED.
Let's see. It's at QED. Other things going on. There's it's a little quiet this week, but trust me, Halloween is on the horizon. So there's more happening. Okay. Oh. Things are skipping here. I have a few things I can read to you about right now, actually. One big thing I need to tell you all about. I need to remind you all about. I'm sure hearing a lot of this, so forgive me, folks. But as you may or may not already know, Radio Free Brooklyn was granted money from the Rockefeller Foundation for our after-school program, Teen Saint the Mic. That show we had here on Radio Free Brooklyn inspired a program, an after-school program that we're building. We'll be launching it for local teenagers in 2019 for them to learn media literacy through media making using a hands-on approach guided by local professionals. If you are interested in participating in this, program, please go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/afterschool. We are trying to raise more money for it. We got a grant from the Rockefeller Foundation, but we still need a little bit more money. We are a 501c3 foundation, by the way, so anything you donate to this is tax deductible. So please consider making a donation, radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. Every cent you give goes to us staying on the air and for funding this program. This program is really cool. There will be a whole curriculum. It's hands-on. It's taught by local professionals. It starts with program participants will be learning hands-on how to build and make a radio show or a podcast. And it's going to end. They will sort of graduate, so to speak. They finish the project with an actual show that streams on a sister stream to Radio Free Brooklyn. So there's an actual tangible result to this
and
program.
Are the youth choosing the content? Are the students choosing the content?
They're going to be, it's part of the curriculum. I think there's going to be some guidelines.
Yeah, I can't be.
a little bit of guidance, but yeah, they're going to be choosing the guidelines. And there's going to be some kind of guidance there as to what's permissible. And also I assume part of what they're going to be learning is what's going to work for radio.
Yeah, you got to think about the audience.
As someone who has had one of the more experimental shows on here from season two, as someone who has booked performance artists who decided unannounced to say do a silent puppet show on a radio show. You got to get that happened.
Bad choice.
That's where all the improv training from acting classes came in handy, folks. You got being able to prepare ahead of time and getting to know what works for radio.
Did you invite them back? Have they been invited back?
No, but they actually are welcome back anytime. Talk about like keeping me on my toes, man. They were otherwise wonderful guests. But yeah, like knowing what works for radio ahead of time. Certain things work for radio and certain things don't. But yeah, that's the sort of thing you would flesh out ahead of time. great. There are rules. There are things, and I'm sure the manual right now for new show hosts that are inspired by my show and my show alone. They're probably within 2 years, entire chapters inspired by Here and Now.
Nice.
I'm sure the maximum capacity rules are among them. Okay, so that please consider donating to the Teens Take the Mic program at Radio Free Brooklyn. We are freeform, internet, community-based, commercial-free, farm-to-table.
Shit, I'm inspired. I'm definitely
this
inspired.
This is Miles Megasaith, who is with me right here in the studio. By the way, Megasaith stands for...
Mental energies gather and circulate in positive harmony. We say Megasaith for short. We are all Megasaith.
We are all Megasaith. He is an MC, a writer, a teacher, a poet, using music to inspire progressive thinking and action. Thank you for joining me in the studio today.
Can I add on? Can I take that last little tagline you put on? Because I want that.
Yes.
Yeah, I love it.
Thank you. This, I got that just from reading and like learning about you, man. You have been on the scene for a little bit. Where do I start? You're obviously a performer. You are here in town right now. You've had some shows at Sidewalk recently.
I had a show at Pianos on Tuesday. With Supreme Bars. I did the opener. My brother Roberto de Jesus. I'm actually here doing workshops, anti-recruitment workshops. That's the subversive nature of life, right? I advertised that I'm coming here for a show on Tuesday night and a dope-ass radio show interview with Rachel Cleary. But really, I'm doing anti-recruitment work to help take down Empire.
I am happy to be your cover, sir.
Yeah.
So, sir, a little bit of background. anybody who knows me for more than a couple of years will find this very amusing, my comment about me being happy to be your subversive cover. You're involved with About the World Can't Wait and the Not Your Soldiers Project.
Yes.
About the World Can't Wait kind of came about out of the anti-war movement that came about in the early 2000s. The response to the first anti-war movement of the 2000s. So we're going to say the anti-war movement of the George W. Bush era, because this has been an ongoing thing for a lifetime for some people now.
Right.
I kind of have to narrow it down.
We just had 17 years.
We've had 17 years of active military action now in a particular part of the world.
Some young people think it's absolutely normal to just be at war.
Yes.
Like freshmen in high school are just like a war. Like.
And what's interesting is we didn't, you know, we have ways of framing it and phrasing it so that it doesn't seem like war anymore. We had, you know, and so it's in order to normalize it.
Exactly.
That's part of what we were all protesting about and against. And so this is part of what the World Can't Wait is working against. The World Can't Wait came about in response to the Iraq invasion. The unjust invasion. A little bit of history, folks. A lot of folks back then felt that the invasion was unjust. A lot of folks felt like, you know, wait a second. We're using 9/11 as an excuse to involve a nation that was possibly not involved. We could talk at length for this, and we're an hour-long program, but I'm trying to think.
What is it called? A black flag, or is it a red flag?
Could be
false flag. False flag.
False flag. Yeah. How do I give the music? We're an art show. It was a false flag. This was a move, anti-war movement. People felt the military actions were happening for unjustified reasons, and they felt there were a lot of economic reasons.
Huge protests broke out all around the world, just here.
I encourage any listeners to kind of look into, do your research, do your homework. And a lot of art came out as a result of this. And a lot of censoring of art actually came out as a result of this. And you saw a lot of quenching of artistic voices. You also saw a lot of buying up of commercial radio stations and arts outlets.
You always see that as a result.
But you really, around that time, The World Can't Wait came out. It was an outpouring.
You know where I was that day?
Where were you that
day? I was on September 11th. I was at a studio in Atlanta.
Really?
Yep. When the first plane got hit, I had already stepped outside because the manager's wife, the producer's wife, who was the manager, asked me to dumb down my lyrics. So my whole life has been on September 11th. I had already stepped out of the booth because I was like, there's no way I can, like, I had to work out in my mind how I could be here on this independent label, you know? And while I'm standing outside, she comes running out and says, Miles, you gotta come in and see this. And I knew right then. I was like, okay, we're definitely done.
Yeah.
Because I started thinking about, I was already on it. I was thinking about my money, and not that I had much, but I was like, what's going to happen to my bank account and this, that, and the third. And That's a very selfish thought, you know. But that's what it was. And ever since then, I see 9/11 all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm all into symbology and, you know, symbols, symbolism, and making up new words like symbology. Because I do shit like that.
Lyricist, man. But you came about, but you this is a movement that didn't. It's one of those movements that started then, but it's maintained its existence, and it's seen its mission through now. It's seen how the military actions have been utilized, and the military has been utilized and used
and the creation of an enemy,
and enemies have been created for a generation for the purpose of profit.
Yeah.
For the profit of a few. We talk, right. we hear now in common conversation dialogue now terms like oligarchy and the 1% and things like that. This is tied in with all of this. This is what we were talking about 20 years ago. We were talking about how, you know, this is all tied in. I'm trying to articulate this properly because there's just so much of all this and it gets a little emotionally tied up and everything. But anyway, involved with this group here, but you're involved with a particular project there, the We Are Not Your Soldiers project.
We are not your soldiers project.
Because we are an hour-long program. So let's segue into that quickly. So you're involved about the World Camp.
Wait,
has so many different
projects and
but We Are Not Your Soldiers is a project where veterans are involved with anti-recruitment.
Veterans are brought into high schools and colleges and by the organization, by teachers who are forward-thinking teachers who bring us in to tell the youth, the kids, the truth, because the recruiters lie. The recruiters buy them. They buy them. They sell them dreams. They sell them the American dream that you can use your time in the military to rise up out of poverty. They target young Black and Latino children. And really, I mean, I can't even just say that anymore. They target, right now they're targeting the families of children who speak Arabic. They're targeting Arabic families because they want to have translators, mm-hmm. because they're ramping up war in Yemen. They you know what I'm saying? And Syria and Libya and still Iraq and still Afghanistan. And so it's some of these kids have already been approached by recruiters.
Question: how's it different now than say like in the past? Like for example, I knew someone from the neighborhood growing up, young lady, and they yes. might have aggressively tried to recruit her because like they knew they needed to up their female numbers. There was an issue of where's the female representation, and she was someone who had tested very high IQ. Wasn't sure she wanted to go to college though. Had at a college fair, like actually there was a table, Air Force and Navy, and kind of first signed up and everything. And they went to her and they saw that she had a flair for language. She had an aptitude for learning languages. And they actually recruited her and they gave her the assignment. Can she learn? And they said, she can learn languages easily. And they just said, your job is to learn these languages like Arabic and this and that. Mm-hmm. And there was we lived in a neighborhood where there was an Arabic community, and they said she was familiar with customs. So what's the difference now as opposed to say, we're going to maybe assign someone, we're going to identify an apt recruit with an aptitude for, say, a language or a skill, which the military has that.
Yeah.
Versus like we're just going to go into community, you know, and say like you're going to train you at someone to learn the language.
Oh, they're not
or the
training.
Culture, or, as opposed to now. We're just going to identify someone at a very young age who already has the language. Where'd that shift happen? What's like, you know?
Well, I mean, we exported so much misery. We exported so much poverty into the rest of the world. People have continued to come here from all over the globe seeking the American dream. And now we have communities of people here affected by previous wars that we need to speak to the people that
Right. So it sounds like
we're attacking.
Sounds like a
still.
Difference. It's a difference between like we're going to kind of in some way like we're technically encouraging you to learn something like learn a language.
No, they're not teaching.
Versus like right. we're going to oh. just use your like.
Well,
hey,
no,
we
look.
Know you. Yeah.
But look how sinister it is yeah. as well. Yeah, it's these sinister. Kids are it's... these kids are 10th graders mm-hmm. and you're targeting them.
Yeah, exactly.
They have 3 years left in high school and you're targeting them as potentials to go into service because of the language they speak.
Right.
So you're planning on being there. In still planning on being there in 3 or more years,
right?
Like you're not even working on ending the war that you're in.
Right.
You're working on getting more people who can speak the language of the place that you're in because you don't plan on leaving.
You're not.
You
plan-
see,
yes.
You see, when our bases, and I can't say are, when the U.S.'s bases are put someplace, when the U.S. goes someplace, it doesn't leave. The bases never leave.
Colonization.
A young man from Kosovo mm-hmm. who was in the college class that I was working with last night, and he praised the military. He was like, look, I was in Kosovo when it was going down, and I saw what they did. Mm-hmm. They came and they saved us, and those were good guys.
Yeah.
And you can't tell me that what you're saying is true. And I was like, look, let me just ask you one question. When they came, did they put a base there? He said, yeah, they put a big base, a nice big. And then as he was saying it, he like stopped. His hands were already growing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know where exactly the base is in Kosovo or if it's only one. But he noticed at that moment what he was saying. And I said, look, they're never leaving. He was like, they only paid 99 cents for the lease. That's the type of sinister stuff that happens. and then the lease, if the lease, you might pay 99 cents for the lease the U.S. government does to put a base down. The lease is 50 years. 50 years later, they don't leave and they don't pay you any more money for that lease. They've been in Okinawa since the Battle of Okinawa in 1954.
And Okinawa now has this kind of a strained, tense relationship with the rest of Japan.
Okinawa is used as Japan's military depot.
Yeah.
Japan's Constitution, Article 9, says they can't have a standing military. So what do? They say, we'll have Okinawa be the place where we keep 32 military bases, 32 U.S. military bases. They don't have their own bases. Japan might have, I don't think Japan has bases because they can't have a standing military, but they have 32 U.S. military bases.
When does Okinawa get to be Japan again?
Okinawa was never Japan. Yeah, Okinawa was annexed
in the
late 1800s, 1879. Yeah. But still, like, Okinawa wants to be Okinawa again.
Yeah.
Okinawa doesn't need to be 18% of its land taken up by 32 U.S. bases.
Right.
It doesn't need to have... excuse me, if you're going to get triggered, this is the time you might want to turn it off.
Yeah.
Because Japan has women who get raped by U.S. military.
Mm-hmm.
And those women don't see justice. Those women's families nor those women see justice in Okinawan courts. Okay? They are subject to listen to the rules of the military code of justice. Okay? And those... soldiers, those Marines, those sailors, those airmen are not tried in any way. They're usually allowed to be let go.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the types of truths I tell because this is the life I lived. So this is what I do.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I think as hard as if the military is going to go into schools and sell that hard. And I'm sure they have the means to give a really
but they sell beautiful. They don't sell hard.
A wonderful presentation.
See, I would like to. I would love to go in and sell glossy photos and flowers.
At least tell the truth. At least what you guys are doing are telling the truth.
The truth is hard. Yeah.
And also, I think it's really important what you guys are doing because you can say,
"I love
honestly,
flowers."
I was there. So I was there, and I can say, and you're not. You're someone who's. You can say. Yes, I'm telling you the truth. I was there. I did it. I saw it. I know it.
And I'm not there. Right, exactly. And in that truth, I'm not glamorizing. I'm not trying to brag on anything.
And I think, you know, we historically...
can I do... if I don't want to cut you off.
Right.
Historically, or futuristically, or but promise.
Before we get any further, the beat is Jay Chair. We could just talk about this. Like this.
Promise, and promise tells the story just as it is.
Yeah. So Here and Now is a live performance culture show. Let's get into the live performance. Miles, you use your art to promote the progressive thinking and actions. Let's get into Promise. This is, let me make sure I got the right beat lined up here.
Oh, this perfect.
All right.
Can I get more? Can I get more in the headphones? Oh, lovely. Yeah. That's cool with me. I can rock like that. I like that. I don't know how to mix sounds other than my headphones, but it's cool to me. I wish I had known all this when my mom told me not to go. Hey. I know it broke your heart when I signed up for the service. Your baby chose to leave as if all you did was worthless. 17 years working two jobs to support us. For all of your guidance, I still sought a higher purpose. Or so I thought and I walked. I had to be a man. Stand on my own. Learn to fight. Kill and withstand and withstand. A friend I still have to this day. Packed my bags, boarded that bus and went away. And oh, the games they play on your mind. They sent me first and left my man behind. Told us it would be fine. We'd be in the same platoon. Aight, brother, I love you and I see you soon. The next 3 months was just punishment and torture. DIs pushed to your hardest and kill anything softer. We started with 75 and graduated 30. Damn, it really made a brother feel worthy. Forever promised.
To the few and the proud.
So much potential.
Hold the clouds.
So much promise.
Promise to say it loud.
I promise.
Spit fire only to control the crowd.
I've been lucky. Never had to kill a man. But if I had to, yeah, I could just kill a man. Woman or child. Is that my fam? The shame of it all, like why they're hooded in the Klan. Boots on foreign land. Protect America from what? This threat is hilarious. ISIS? That was created by us. By us, I mean our leaders with their sick bloodlust. And I should trust? Obey blindly. Orders from the top. Given kindly. And who am I? Yeah, never mind me. I'm just the overlooked voice of the poor majority. Trusting in this country to keep its first promise, protect the voice of the people, and always remain honest. This dishonest land of the money tree, enslaved to the almighty ungodly dollar and getting paid. How many boys sign up to serve their country in war? How many parents never want to get that knock on the door? How many men saw their friends shot, brains on the floor, coming home post-traumatic, and now how many more? If I can make one promise, it would be to end it all. No more slaughters at the school or at the local mall. This can't go local, y'all. Let's get national calls. Make it international. Make peace fashion a ball and bounce it off the words at the bottom of the screen. The amount of observed problems make me want to scream. I count on being heard because I have a dream. Make some noise when you hear this if you know what I mean. It's time to scream, y'all. It's time to yell. The time for dreams has passed. You're now living in hell. Just look to the past for what the future will tell. We either change the present or, oh well, forever promise. To the few and the proud.
So much potential I could
hold the clouds.
So much promise.
Promise to say it loud.
Promise to spit fire only to control the crowd.
In the years since I've been out, I've done a world of things. Made a world of difference in some future kings and queens. Impressed a ton of people, but still seeking it myself. After that family crossed the minefield, there's all or nothing else. That night, my soul went to hell and back. When babies hanging barbed wire were ordered to hold back. What holds us back from breaking orders? What keeps us from breaking rank to hold obscure borders? These are broad questions with pinpoint answers. Why are people persecuted for smoking the cure for cancer? Why are global greenhouse emissions still not addressed? Why incarcerate instead of educate? I'm not impressed. We're oppressed with fear, scared of change or the other. Allowed our government to become big brother. Was it a big blunder, a grand mistake or fate? Though I've walked through the valley of death, I am awake, forever promised. To the few and the proud, so much potential I could hold the clouds. So much promise.
Promise to say it loud.
The kids have been hearing that from me in the classroom. The young people, not kids, the youth.
Hold the clouds, so much
problems. Problems, say it loud.
Promise to spit fire only to control the crowd.
Let them know. Let them hear it. Share the truth. Share the spirit. Shed it. Shed the fear quick. Gucci, dude.
Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
On that note, you know what? I think we need to dig a little bit into the crate. Because I do that. We're going to take a little break here. I dug back a little bit into the musical catalog. I've got something a little bit back into Miles Mega Size catalog here. I've got Migration of the Soul Kind. This is something you did featuring Sierra Sierra Carrera, which is actually something that you recently shot a video for.
Yeah, we shot a video for this on Tuesday. We didn't get Sierra. It was like a last minute thing with the video, but it should be dope. My man Will Griffin shot it. He runs the Peace Report. The beat for this is by Illmind. Blessings be. We were teaching together at Harlem Children's Zone at the time. It's Sierra Carrera on the chorus.
All right, we're gonna fill all that up with something from a little group I discovered from out west called The Phonics. You're listening here now with Rachel C.
Resurrect slave ship ghost to break unleavened. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Ran a whole generation with crack and morphine. Burning image into their heads for more fiends. Get 14-year-old kids selling to old men. With 15 shots in the clips they holding. It's a 9 and every 16 and already gone in. 17, 18, 19, 20. Sex in the prison cells is way too many. 21-year-olds with a monster in a hood. And we die of an epidemic like only we could. But we coulds don't exist, only hoods that do. So much for what they tell you, only so much is true. Each one should reach one, see what that could do. Maybe more make it past the age of 22. You gave us 9 millimeters and 45 cows. 44 mags and Texas bright crowds.
To the power.
Green heaters and scats that go plow.
We're
black and we're proud. How you like us
now? Vibration of the soul.
And 45 cows.
Freedom from your own mind.
Texas bright crowds.
Rising up
and
skewing
power. Green heaters and scats that go plow. But we're black and we're proud. How you like us now?
Exposure. Line of the lies, it's over. I open my eyes to the power I hold inside. From seeds, trees start to rise. My creation of the soul kind. Freedom from your own mind. The rising up is due time. Feeling free.
For 500 plus now we need our time back. It's an overdue issue where your human rights at. I hold the line with you, I wanted a pack. I'm some Native American, some white and some black. And I'm proud to be from where I'm at, that's why I'm here. An earth representative and my state of mind's clear. Cause I hail from New York where the state of mind's dear. At this rate in our state today we're so near. Equality, the culture that will change. Touch the ground, the soldier that will save you when bad shit surround. I'm for freedom that will free you. Fuck being bound. I'm for beings that uplift you. Fuck being down. Inequality, the quality and the sound. Yeah, this culture was amazing, but it's crumbling now. Just another one blazing. This world is afflicted, so many thoughts. So much need to change and it force feed the cops. The sane or insane, it's all out of sorts. These people playing games like our livelihoods are sport. Blood sport, baby, I'm a natural born killer. And Monopoly the dealer, and I've done it for real. Modern day Nat Turner, free and cubicle sitters. Freedom is truth, hurts, and it cures, make you kneel. Pot liquor tincture got me cocksure. Homeopathic mixture, cannabinoid and all. Spot flip a scripture, my signature. Waving a 4-4, kicking in the door. Rest in peace, Big, I'ma even out the score. Rest in peace, Pac, I'ma take a mortal war. The raw best west to east, release the flame. Only beast to burn your state of mind down from shame. Quality, and sound. The culture that will change you. Touch the ground. The soldier that will save you when bad shit surround. I'm for freedom that will free you. Fuck being bound. I'm for beings that uplift you. Fuck being down. Inequality, the quality and the sound. Yeah, this culture was amazing, but it's crumbling now.
Open my eyes to the power I hold inside. From seeds, trees start to rise. My creation of the soul kind. Freedom from your own mind. Rising up is due time. Liberation, feeling free. From seeds, trees start to rise. My creation of the soul kind. Freedom from your own mind. Rising up is due time.
Soldier that will save you when bad shit surround. I'm for you that will free you. Fuck being bound. I'm for beings that are lift you. Fuck being down. Inequality, the quality and the sound. Yeah, this culture was amazing, but it's crumbling now. Just another one blazing. Who wants it now?
what do you hope to accomplish? Supposing you get beyond the stratosphere, what will man have gained?
Well, we'll know a little more. Be a little less ignorant about the universe and our place in it.
Don't you think that first we ought to find out what's wrong with our own world? Why give the whole universe the benefit of our ignorance?
Back listening here now with Rachel C on Radio Free Brooklyn. If you miss any of tonight's broadcast, you just want to hear the whole thing all over again, tune in Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern for the rebroadcast. Everything will be up next week on podomatic.com. I promise. My guest tonight is Miles Megasife. Thank you for joining me again in the
studio.
We're talking about his career, his activism, involvement in the We Are Not Your Soldiers program. We just heard a little live in studio performance. We're gonna hear a little more right now, right?
Yeah. I'd like to do a whatever you play. We're doing Nucci Du Takara?
Yes, we are.
Nucci Du Takara. All life is treasure.
Right. We show you all show life you. Is precious.
Show you all life is precious.
We show you all.
Yo, Rachel clearly got the mixing skills, man. She's doing it right now.
Who stand against the oppressors.
You have no idea. Where are you live artists at?
We are the dreamers.
Talking that yin yang.
We are the resistance.
Yang yang.
From Naha to Nago. From Takai to Hanoko Bay.
Long before America was born, this became the Ryukyu Nation. dating by more than 400 years imperialist Japanese annexation. Then U.S. offensives came to fight and killing this. Our land was taken in the Battle of Okinawa, away from the country of the rising sun. Now busting big guns is still done, often makes civilians anxious. This situation simply one of ethnic oppression, let's just face it. But the seven generations come in their views and imaginations, and all the lives are necessarily taken opposing these occupations. Nuchi do takara.
Nuchi do takara. No, no.
Fatema. Hanoko Bay
Jesus. Nuchi do takara. Nuchi do takara.
Any way you measure, Okinawans are together.
Nuchi do takara. Nuchi do takara.
All life is a treasure. Let's say, all life is precious.
Nuchi do takara.
Nuchi do takara. Shut them down forever.
Shut these bases down forever.
It's a matter of human rights over humiliation. Hence the daily demonstrations and colorful cloth placements. The power and peace represented in the perseverance and the pushback against the rampant militarization. From the northern training area down past Camp Hansen, for all the noise and harassment, Ospreys crashing, the illegal land grabs and American embarrassments, and the 12-year-old raped in 9-5 with no answer.
Nuchi do takara. Nuchi do takara. No, no, Fatema. Hanoko Bay.
Beat us.
Nuchi do takara.
Nuchi do takara. Any means you measure. Okinawans are together.
Nuchi do takara.
Nuchi do takara.
All life
is a
treasure.
Let's say all life is precious.
Nuchi do takara. Nuchi do takara.
Shut them down forever. Shut these bases down forever. Yeah. I was stationed on Camp Schwab in 9-5, and I remember our presence impeded a normal life. I mean, on the island, Marines relax by fucking wilding. Come on, drinking and fighting is our way of socializing. So now I work at vocalizing the way I feel properly. I mean, now that I am no longer government property, I hope and pray it's not polite, impolite of me to say this. I'm truly sorry for my service. It meant our freedoms waited.
Nuchi do takara.
Nuchi do takara. No, no, Fatema. Hanoko Bay feeds us.
Nuchi do takara.
Nuchi do takara. Any means you measure. Okinawans are together.
Nuchi do takara.
Nuchi do takara. All life is a treasure. Let's say all life is precious.
Nuchi do takara.
Nuchi do
takara.
Shut them down forever. Shut these bases down forever.
Nuchi do
takara.
No, no,
Fatema. You know, the people of Okinawa overwhelmingly vote against the bases every time. It's a democracy. The governor right now is the son of a Marine. The democratically elected governor is opposing the new base and all the other bases. But does the American government listen? Does Japanese government listen? No. Shut them down, man. Shut them down. Save our money.
Thank you for that.
Shut you know, because they're robber barons, right?
Yeah.
They've taken our money. They've taken the people's money and used it to expand global empire.
Mm-hmm.
Right? To say it nicely, they've put more than a fucking million bases. Mm. Literally, it's over 800 bases around the world. Mm. You know? But it might as well feel like a million because Russia's the next closest country with 12 bases.
Right.
12 bases.
12 versus
800.
Yeah. That's a leap.
Come on, man.
That's a motherfucking leap.
Like, there's no
leap.
Threat. There's no threat coming at us.
Yeah.
Except going broke for these fucking evil bastards.
Yeah. Yeah, that ain't no way to relax either. I can think of some better ways to relax.
Yeah.
That don't hurt nobody.
So here's a peaceful way to relax. demand, the U.S. people demand that our bases around the world be shut down. But since those soldiers and those men and those women, those air women and those sailors and those Marines enlisted to get jobs and get make their home better, make their community better, shut down the base and turn it into a wind farm.
There you go.
Turn it into a solar farm.
There you go.
And grow industrial hemp and grow soy and grow crops that will regenerate the earth and grow crops that you can use to manufacture things for this planet.
Exactly.
And then people have jobs and we have a safe planet, because the military is the biggest consumer of fossil fuels on the planet. The U.S. military. And so that means that they're leading the leading cause of greenhouse global warming,
My understanding is you really can't address terrorism and extreme, you know, these extreme groups without really looking at climate change either.
Of course not.
Because look at the environment. That, you know, people here don't realize, you know, in some of the in certain parts of the world, you know,
the global South.
Exactly. You know, why do people join ISIS and these extremist groups? What happens there? Well, it gets so hot, for a generation, you don't eat. Like, the earth sort of turns on you.
And the ground
beneath you kind of turns on you.
And you watch your fathers and your grandfathers get used by this system to fight another group that they wanted to fight at the time. Whoever it was, because that's what it always is.
Right.
It's like a game of chess.
Yes.
With 800 bases around the world, we're just playing chess with other countries' people.
Right.
You know?
The sad thing. Let's talk about the music and the art for a little bit, because we only have an hour here. We've talked about the activism. We've heard the art. Yeah, but no, the two are interlinked. But I do want to talk a little bit how your art and your process, and how it seems like this has been with you from the beginning, even before you were in the service, because you were in the service, you come out, you're making some music, and you get involved with the activism, and that the two are intertwined, and you do these, you're involved with this group that goes out and goes to the high schools and does these, it's the anti-recruitment
It's kind of full circle.
And full circle. But talk to me a little bit about how, because you were Ramen before you enlisted, but it was actually, it was with you and part of your kind of your healing process after I got out, was writing. But it was with you while you were in there too.
So what happened?
A little bit about that.
So like I mean, how many? I grew up in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. I'm the son of a mother who was strong enough to leave an abusive man. My father was abusive to her and me. She was strong enough to leave and move to Brooklyn and raise me there. And what kid's not growing up in Brooklyn? I'm born in 74, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, there it is. So come on, I'm coming of age in the golden era of hip hop.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's 1988, and I'm a freshman in high school, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to Midwood High School. I'm rapping at the lunchroom table. You know, I love the music. I love the culture. But in my sophomore year, my mom makes a sudden decision. We move down to Marietta, Georgia. So it's the summer after my sophomore year. I'm a junior now. I suffer culture shock. My grades plummet. I go from an AB student to a DF student. I scrape through, and that's the reason I joined the military. Right? I'm still rhyming the whole time. Like one of my homeboys in Marietta, Chris Miles, shout out, had a little four track, whatever it was, recorder, and we was messing around with beats back then, and take it to horrible grades, structural racism, whatever it may be, for 2 years as a junior and a senior. I go to night school and then summer school to graduate with a 1.79 GPA. It's like they just fucking let me out the cage or something and put me into the Marine Corps. So I went to the Marine Corps in November 92, and I was already rapping. Boot camp sucks ass. Whatever it is whatever it is. MOS school is a fucking joke because I break both my feet and lose a guarantee to go to Hawaii, where we export death and pain as well on American citizens, kind of like we do to the territory of Puerto Rico. So I didn't go to I didn't go to Hawaii. I went to Cuba instead, and I saw the shit in Cuba. But when I got back from Cuba, my homeboy IQ, man, this brother schooled me in the game, because I thought I was writing raps. I was writing like just big blocks of prose. Mm-hmm. He broke down my bars for me, you know, taught me about multis, taught me about a lot. Mm-hmm. Like off the bat, he was at 18. He knew everything. And we get back to North Carolina. We're in North Carolina, and my first show is a joint with him. It was a show with him, mm-hmm, at a local club, because he was from that area already. Mm-hmm. It was just meant to be. And ever since then, I've been rapping. I got out the Marine Corps in 96 and hit Atlanta. And back in 96 in Atlanta, you had the rise of the Four Kings. Drez the Beatnik, mm-hmm, is at the head of that, and he's still rocking his thing. He's got Follow the Hat. Big shouts to the brother. And like, I used to go to a spot that he ran for an open mic all the time. And at that club, DJ Kemet of Arrested Development was the DJ. And we just linked up and things started happening. But because I was suffering PTSD, undiagnosed, and didn't know what was going on in my life and not keeping track of things and following girls around and getting drunk and just living a life of fuckery, I let that slide. I let that project fall apart. And that was 1999. And then in 2006, I had put enough life together. Started working on a project in 2003. In 2006, it was out. Took 3 years to release to record and put out my first project. I did that while I was in undergrad. So I was learning. And then I just kept going from there. I kept educating myself and kept rhyming, because I went to grad school in 2008, and graduated 2010, and in 2011 put out Migration of the Soul Kind.
And you just kept at it, though.
Just kept going.
And the thing is, what things you've been through and seen, not everyone, I mean, you found that fortitude in there. And, you know,
I kept getting good feedback from people saying, yeah, yo, man, your shit is dope. And, you know, people kept working with me.
And I know we talked a little bit about before the show, but there were certain achievements you had when you were in the service. I think there's a little something in you. Like you got a little something. There's something in you. You got some strength and some light in you, though. That is,
we all do, right?
I got that peace and love. We all do it, but you kind of found it in you you tapped into it when, you know.
I thank my mom. I thank my mom for that.
Yeah.
And my mom raised me with massive amounts of love and compassion.
People around you,
for real.
You know, that's always an important part of that. So
I pass that on to my kids now.
Yeah.
And my wife and my family as a whole. That's how I live.
Yeah.
I just, you know, mental energies gather and circulate in positive harmony. I can't help that I'm 6'2", 200 and whatever pounds, mm-hmm, you know what I'm saying? And I look, and I mean, I can't help if I look, I don't think I look scary, but if people don't talk to me on the street, or, you know what I'm saying, people don't know what to say to me when I'm in the classroom, mm-hmm, or sitting right next to them on a train, that ain't my fault. I'm not a monster. I'm just a man. You know what I'm saying? I'm thankful for who I am and how I look, you know? And if, I mean, people just got to talk to people,
right?
Because it's, you know, I ain't got no shell on me.
Look at like the difference you're making by talking about what you're talking, going into these schools and what you're saying. And on that note, what would you want to, okay, so you know, you go into these schools and you're on this program tonight saying the things like you're saying about your experiences. What alternative then, like, you know, so we talked about how, like, we're not going to sell the military. What do you sell? Let's clean the world up.
Like, yeah, that's what I sell.
What are the options?
What we sell is the true greening of the world.
Right. Let's clean up the world here.
Let's
end the show on that.
Yeah, let's clean up the world. Let's make it a beautiful place to live. You know what I'm saying? And I don't mean by picking up garbage and putting it into a recycling bin, mm-hmm, because we ship our recycling overseas. Let's actually clean up the world. Let's make it illegal to produce plastic bags. Mm-hmm. Let's make it illegal to produce firearms and, mm-hmm, weapons. You know what I'm saying? Let's stop arms manufacturing. Let's
grow vegetables instead of grass in the lawn space in front of your house.
Yeah,
if you're fortunate enough to own your home.
And for your home, use things that don't use gas.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you mowing your lawn with a gas mower and you got a 20-by-20-foot lawn? Are you serious? Like, come on, get a push mower.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You don't need gas anymore. We have solar power, y'all. Like, do y'all not understand that it's free? Like, yes. The sun gives it to us and we can use it to make cars move. Don't y'all get that? And the Tesla's the fastest thing on the road. Like, let's have free energy, free life, free love. You know what I'm saying? Like, free up, stop in times of fear and hardship, stop looking to some big controlling male to come save you with dominance. Let's stop living a patriarchal, fear-based life. You know what I'm saying? Let's live holistically. Let's love, and when I say love, let's cherish our women. You know what I'm saying? Let's stop hurting women all together. You know what I'm saying? Let's stop with domestic abuse. Let's stop with attacks. Let's stop with sexual assault. And let's stop allowing people like that to reach positions of power and then make jokes out of the things that they do. Yo, can I end on a freestyle, an acapella?
Absolutely.
Yo.
All right, let's pause this acapella.
Good?
Mm-hmm.
Life is fast-paced, the rat race in a this is unprepared. Life is fast-paced, the rat race in the cat chase. Lace these tracks like shells in a fat lace. Mason beat blacks, fill cells with this race. Disgrace, displaced, at this rate it's all a waste. In a lace, in a face, make it great. In a place to be or not to be when I shove it in your face. This is not a waste of time unless you are a waste of time. I ain't out here chasing mine. There's too many heads in line. Divine with the number nine. Climb till it's our time. I need a moment to reflect. Now I'm fine. My spit kinetics kicking your head and spine. Hey, there's a dick in your bed and it's mine. I'm just joking. No, I'm not. I'm just poking because I know I get you open with the way that I rhyme. I influence times, people power in the media with relevant rhymes for people power in the media because I'm a product of people power in the media. I'm here to free the people with the power of the media. Key ingredients are truth and not misleading you. Key ingredients are truth and not misleading you. Dope frequencies for the youth. I believe in y'all. Dope frequencies for the youth. I believe in y'all. Dope frequencies for the youth. I believe in y'all. Yo, this is in the booth. And from here on, it's all freestyle. We ain't no here on. How you want to get it when you see a here on? Yo, I say, let it fly from here on. So we keep on going. Did you not get that? This is not a poem. I ain't got to get back. We all got a reason to be here. Here and now with Rachel Cleary. Do you not hear me? Do you not hear? You must hear me. You must hear me. Open up your frequencies clearly, clearly. 8:23:58:19. We got a minute and 43 on a bean. Drop it off. Bring up a beat. If you know what I mean, it doesn't matter in between. As we open up the doors and coming up and changing up the shores. This is how we do it when we fill up the cup because it's not empty from the wars. So we can all take a drink. Word. We ain't got to say things like pause and be homo verbs. Homo moved. Homo observed. Homo said it. Yo, homo sapien said it. I read it. I let it go. I let it go again one time. And then I jumped into the same pool in the pond. But this is not Darwinian evolution. Keep on moving. Yes, an alien brought me on and my ancestors here. Maybe a hybrid situation. Clear, clear, clear. Yo, much love to Rachel Cleary for having me on the Here and Now show.
All right. Thank you so much for being on the show. Rebroadcast will be Sunday at 9. Thank you so much, Miles Megasyph.
Thank you.
Check him out on Bandcamp. Check out what he's doing on
Megasyph.com.
Megasyph.com of the worldcan'twait.net.
Worldcan'twait.net.
Check that out there. He's on Bandcamp also. Miles Megasyph, Megacyph. Let's kill this with some mic. Stay tuned for Frequency Theory with Tom Penny, y'all.